What up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode here of the Impact Sports Radio Show. My name is Chris Asbrock, and I am your host. And as always, ISC is brought to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. Make sure you use the code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That's code IMPACT for 15% off their entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. And make sure you check it out. I've got some really good stuff I'm taking right now through there. Definitely take it out. The test booster and the thermogenic are fantastic so far. So make sure you check them out, Dark Hawk Nutrition. Thank you guys so much for being our presenting sponsor. Now to the task at hand. It is rough time to be a Cincinnati Reds fan. While it's been great over the last couple weeks, with baseball, you could feel that it was on the horizon, but then it would feel like it was going away. It still was there. And, you know, even with, you know, with baseball being on the verge of being completely canceled in some aspects, you know, it was, like I said, everything was still there for it to remain, you know, and basically, you know, be coming back full bore. Well, that's what, you know, that's what we saw take place last week, Thursday. Basically, it came out and it was, you know, we saw that we're going to have baseball. And, you know, for Reds fans, we knew that it was going to be pretty rough this year. Now, the problem is, with that being the case, I think some fans thought that it was going to be much better than people thought. I kept seeing a lot of stuff on Twitter of, hey, you know, go ahead and just, you know, go ahead and announce Nick Castellanos already. You know, that kind of stuff, that kind of propaganda there. Let's be real, folks. That was never going to happen. That was never going to happen. And now we have seen a complete and utter teardown. And all the goodwill that that the Reds had is now gone. And that is the most frustrating part of all of this, because, you know, we were in a position to where the Reds were on the verge of the playoffs last year. And now we have gone from a complete teardown. And there's still more pieces that are going to be dealt, folks. Now, like I said, we knew this going into the year was going to be pretty tough. We knew that there were some players that were probably going to be dealt. And I was one that said, I mentioned Eugenio Suarez numerous times. If you've, you know, listened to previous shows, I talked about Eugenio Suarez. He was owed $35 million left on his contract. You know, 3 years, $35 million. So, with that being the case, like I said, we knew that was going to, you know, we knew that was a distinct possibility that he was going to go. Now, I was one that said, you know, for teams checking in, because like I said, you know, the names of Luis Castillo had been bannered about. We knew Sonny Gray's name had been put out there for, you know, as one to be dealt. You knew that the Reds were starting to get rid of bad contracts. We saw that as soon as they got rid of Wade Miley. Was Wade Miley a bad contract? No, it was not. Wade Miley's contract was a great contract. However, instead of the Reds trading him and getting something for him, they chose to just outright release him, and they missed out on having anything come back. So that was $10 million right there. Now, you are looking at the Reds, like I said, doing a complete teardown now. And we're missing out on, like I said, any goodwill that was ever built with this franchise right now. Bob Castellini and the ownership group, obviously, like I said, led by Bob, flat out lied to this fan base. To come out and say, we are here to win. And we're going to win. We're going to bring winning baseball back to Cincinnati. Well, technically, during the COVID year, you did. So if you want to be technical, okay, we'll go with that. You didn't do much, though. And that's, you know, I'm not going to go off of that and say, okay, we're in a great spot. Last year, again, on the cusp of the playoffs, had we gone down the route of the expanded playoffs already, Reds would have been in last year. That's right, folks. The Cincinnati Reds would have been playoff bound last season with the expanded playoffs and the way everything was, you know, being, you know, that has come out, we know, with this new CBA. Now, what are we looking at? Over the last couple days, we have seen Sonny Gray get dealt for the top pick in the Twins organization from last year, which is fine. Again, I'm fine with that. You know, you go and you get a hard throwing righty. Okay, I mean I can roll with that. High school kid. His name's Chase Petty. This has been just so difficult because we have seen, like I said, Wade Miley lost him on waivers. Tucker Barnhart, gone. Sonny Gray traded the other day. Now, Eugenio Suarez and Jesse Winker, gone. That is, it's brutal. This has been just a brutal, brutal offseason so far for baseball fans, especially Reds baseball fans. Because of what I'm talking about now. Not only did we have to go deal with the lockout, which sucked. It was awful. But now we got to deal with our ownership group who's telling us that we are going to bring winning baseball to Cincinnati. And you're going to do that? You're going to completely just tear it down? And now we have, you know, very, you know, you look at it and you go, I don't even know, you know, my wife asked me earlier, she's like, I don't even know who's on the team anymore. And I named a couple guys that she's kind of like, yeah, okay. But it's not the same. It's not the same. It is not the same at all. Because now, we're going to see Luis Castillo most likely be dealt. Tyler Matley most likely be dealt. And one of the deals I was talking about was, I said two teams should reach out to the Reds. That was the Toronto Blue Jays and the Texas Rangers. Both have deep farm systems that can bring back a solid haul for the Reds. Toronto would be perfect. Toronto could take Luis Castillo off their hands, and they could also take off the big, they take on the big contract of Mike Moustakas. So right now, only two Reds have guaranteed money on the books for 2023. It's Joey Votto, $25 million, and $18 million for Mike Moustakas. That's in 2023, so next year. Those are the only two Reds with guaranteed money on the books. That slate is going to be completely clean. I'm reading this from MLB Trade Rumors. That slate's going to be completely clean by 2024. That's the part that is so hard about it. It finished 83-79. Again, so close to being a playoff team last year. And they decided to completely tear it down. Now, Nick Kroll and the Reds front office and brass saying it's not a full teardown. It's not a full rebuild. Then what the hell is it? Then what the hell is it then? Because you can't justify that this is not a complete teardown, a complete rebuild, when you're doing that. When you're dealing Sonny Gray, Tucker Barnhart, Wade Miley on waivers, Eugenio Suarez, and Jesse Winker. How in the hell can you tell your fan base, how can you tell them that this is not a full teardown, a full rebuild? Because you're full of crap. Because like I said, Luis Castillo and Tyler Mahle, they're going to go. They're going to be gone. It's just a question of, is it going to be now or is it going to be in the summertime? Do it now. Don't wait till summertime. You're going to get a better haul for Luis Castillo in the summer. But what's the point now? Now you are seriously looking at being the worst team in baseball. It's not fair to the Cincinnati Reds fan base. We just saw one of the best stories in Cincinnati sports history this past fall with the Cincinnati Bengals going from worst to first, you know, runner-up in the Super Bowl in heartbreaking fashion. This city was galvanized. This city was absolutely bananas during that Super Bowl run. And what was it? It was phenomenal. All the Bengals fans that have been through hell when we were 2-14, we got to feel the, you know, just the glory and just the joy of winning. Now the Reds have flip-flopped that. They've taken all that fun and they flushed it right down the toilet. Why? Because they want to save a couple bucks. Because Bob Castellini is not worth a squat as an owner. The Cincinnati guy was all excited, and he had this fan base excited, and he promised he was going to bring winning baseball to Cincinnati. Well, I'll tell you one thing, folks. Guess what? He lied to you. If you want to call winning baseball just above 500 and competing for the playoffs in a weak division last year, then okay. That's not my idea of winning baseball. I'm sorry. When you have the National League Central at your in the palm of your hands, it was right there for the taking last year, and the Reds did nothing to go with it. Instead, they let Archie Bradley go. Why? Don't get it. Again, another move made no sense. here's the thing, Bob. If it's that difficult for you, sell the team. Because it ain't fair to us, folks. It ain't fair. Now, I know life ain't fair. Trust me, I've been through some serious hell in my life. Life ain't fair. I know it. Trust me, I've experienced it firsthand. But don't come out there and try and blow smoke up everyone's butt and say, oh, you know, we're going to bring winning baseball to Cincinnati. Because you didn't. You flat out lied. And now, it seems like it has been nothing but a rebuild over the last, I don't know how many years. That's what it constantly feels like, is a rebuild. And you've got teams out here going for it. The Twins. The Twins are going to be a good team this year. Are they going to be good enough to win the American League Central? I don't think so. Because I think the Chicago White Sox are where it's at in that division. But what are they doing? They're going for it. They're getting some guys. They're bringing some dudes in to compete for a division championship there. Look at the Seattle Mariners. Now, thank God these guys went to the Mariners. The Mariners, and I've, you know, are, they're on the verge of being America's team. That's a good, I mean, that is going to be a fun team to watch in the Pacific Northwest this year. So I urge you, if you're a baseball fan, check out the Seattle Mariners. I've been saying it all along. Last year, I watched a couple of their games, you know, late night on TV. A lot of fun. And they're only getting better. Enjoy that. That's what you got to do. Enjoy those teams. The Toronto Blue Jays, they understand the situation. They understand the assignments. They've got a chance to capture the American League East. And what are they doing? They're making moves. They're making a serious push right now for Kyle Schwarber. They're making a serious push for Freddie Freeman. That's a team that is in a division with the Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees, and Tampa Bay Rays. And they finished fourth in that division last year and missed the playoffs by a game. So they're still making the moves. The New York Yankees, they're going for it as well. What are the Reds doing? Nothing. When they could simply make a couple moves and go forward as well. But why would we do that? What's the point? We're obviously not here to bring winning baseball to Cincinnati. Why? Why should we? We promised it. You're supposed to under-promise and over-deliver. No. Not Bob Castellini. He's going to over-promise and fall flat on his face. And Nick Kroll, I don't know how much blame you have. You know that should be shouldered on, you know, on you. Because I know he was put in a precarious spot. I see why Dick Williams left. He knew. He saw the writing on the wall. He figured it'd be a good idea that, you know what? I'm going to get out of here while I can now before it really gets ugly. I'm going to let Nick Kroll do the cleaning up of this mess. I don't blame Dick Williams one bit. He saw it coming. Now, a lot of this is on Nick Kroll. But on the flip side, he's taking direction from ownership. I understand it. I get it. But again, it's going to be a long, long summer in the city of Cincinnati. There's no hiding it. It's not going to be fun. Because here, pretty soon, expect to see Luis Castillo and Tyler Malley-Bidell. So, that's all I got for this episode of the Impact Sports Radio Show. Oh, man. Well, I will be back here shortly to discuss some more baseball. Oh, there was a lot more I want to get to, but I'm going to shelf that for another episode later on in the week, as we're going to get to spring training games here over the next couple days. Myself and Nick Cimino are going to be back here also later on this week for a free agency Bengals free agency podcast, where we are going to discuss the Cincinnati Bengals and some of the moves that they've already made today and look ahead at some more moves that could possibly be coming down the pipeline. So with that being the case, like I said, thank you guys so much, as always, for your support and checking us out. Truly appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at @IamChrisAsbrock and at @IsCincy. Make sure you check out the website at www.iscincy.com. That is www.iscincy.com. And as always, thank you so much to Dark Hawk Nutrition, who is our presenting sponsor. Like I said, ISC is brought to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. So use the code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That's code IMPACT, IMPACT, for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Impact Sports Radio Show. I am Chris Asbrock, and until later on, I will talk to you guys later. Take care, everybody.